Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome, everybody, to the Class 1A Division 1 State Championship in Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena. The Centralia Panthers taking on the Little River Redskins. These two teams dominant. Centralia finishing third state last year. Little River is a one state. They're defending back-to-back state champions, but they came into this year in this state tournament, seed number 3. Centralia, seed number 4, but they're the two teams that make it out on top here, and they're two very great teams, very well disciplined teams, great hitters up in the front row, and Shoop, you know, what's going to be some keys here on winning the state championship for either team?
Oh, man, Grant, you don't realize how big this is right here. If you look at the history of sports in small divisions, you're talking about Little River and Centralia. I'm giving you some background here because I do not know a lot of history. You look at Little River first. You go back to Sandra Myers, that was one of the best track athletes in Kansas history. Then you look at Shane Cordell and what he did back in the 90s with a basketball team who won 4 straight titles for Little River. Then you turn back, and now you're looking for a three-peat that they're trying to accomplish in volleyball. Great history with Little River. Then you flip the book over to Centralia. Great history there also with Kim and Kimbrook Tennell that won 8 straight titles in the 90s and early 2000s. I mean, this gives me goosebumps, man. I mean, this is how much I really am passionate about lower division classification sports because, man, it is so enjoyable. And we get the opportunity to call a state title game with these two that have this much history going against each other. It's going to be a great environment.
There's a lot of success on the line. Centralia trying to chase their first state championship since 2018. And what's the motto here on Kansaland? All we do is call championship. We called one this morning. Valley Heights finishes the runner-up, but Centralia is going to look to capture a state title here on 92.1 KMZA. Please stay locked into it. We'll be back in just a couple more minutes for Centralia and Panthers to take on the Little River Redskins in the state title game.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here. We're a minute away from game time, but we're just going to let this one right on through, right to the start. Centralia Panthers taking on the Little River Redskins. Falcons. We talked about the history between both of these teams, but now it's time to talk about keys on this current game. The Panthers, we've seen how great they have been. Haverkamp, she just had a great game with 10 kills. Kramer, she had two. Becker, she had a great one with six, and she had 13 kills yesterday. Clara Heinen, we saw her have two aces. Rempe, she has one. She's got five aces, a total tournament run. Man, this Panthers team's been great. But switching things over and talking about the Little River Redskins, man, Erica Feldman, she's been a great player on the year. 389 kills on the season. I'm sure she's totaled over 400 with the tournament play. Riley, she's got over 281. And then Olander, number 15, she's got 345 kills on the season. This is going to be a really tough matchup up on the top of the net.
I know. And you talk about Little River, they had to replace a great senior class that, I mean, that won back-to-back state titles. And here they are. They got one senior on the team, and they're back in the state championship. Yeah, when you look at Centralia, it's about their net play. They've done an excellent job all weekend at the net, whether it's being aggressive and hitting the ball or whether it's blocking effectively and very well. Then you got the back row for Centralia that's done an excellent job of getting up digs, and kudos to the setter. Don't let her go unnoticed and give her some attention, because she's done an excellent job too, because it all revolves around her. She's the one that has to get it to those hitters to hit it.
Well, I got to be a little honest with everybody back at home. I remember at the beginning of this week, I was told, hey, you're calling your first state coverage ever for volleyball, so make sure, you know, it's going to be a long 15-hour day followed by another long day. You might want to prepare your voice. I've already went through the entire day. It is the last game. So you know what that means? That means we're going full energy, full momentum, all with this one, baby. This is going to be a great state championship with this one.
Like I said, you couldn't ask for a better one, Craig. First week doing this, you're talking about so much history, and you're going to talk about some great teams that you're going to be able to call here.
This will be incredible. One between both of these teams again, the Joliet Panthers and the Little River Redskins. Again, Little River on the year, 39-6. Centralia, they are 37-7. Both of these teams have been absolutely incredible. Playing for the third place match on the right side of the court, again, that is right now Clifton Clyde and Flint Hills. Centralia, they beat Flint Hills, and of course they beat Clifton Clyde to get here to the state title game against Little River. Little River, they've had a great journey to get here, to get to this point.
We've seen, some great individual players in this tournament down here, and we've seen some great combined effort on some of these teams to get to where they're at. So this is going to be exciting.
Looking at the pool play here from Little River, again, they were 3-0 coming out pool play. They beat St. John, Clifton Clyde, and South Gray. And, of course, they just took a great victory against Flint Hills to come out with the victory. So with all that being said, now the whistles are blowing.
There we go.
The court.
This is it.
Now we have Class 1A Division 1 Championship. And this is two of the best teams historically, with two big programs, the Centralia Panthers, head coached by Cindy Osterhaus, and then Tim Rolfe, head coaching the Little River Redskins for the title of 2024.
Yeah, if you love small town athletics, you should be tuning in and listening to this. If you're not here watching it, man, you should be listening. It's going to be exciting.
This is going to be great between these two teams. You know there's a lot of history, especially with last year against Centralia placing third in state. Little River, two-time defensive champions, and you hear that? This is the first time we've seen some huge crowds, energy, and music.
Oh, they're getting pumped up down here in Dodge City. I love it.
They know how much is riding on this one. The excitement down here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Both teams excited. The Centralia crowd is ecstatic. And they are getting ready to go. The tradition and culture between the players.
Let's see how this gets started.
It'll begin with Little River here with the serve. Serving it off will be Edie Look.
And long.
Over and a service there to begin. The Centralia Panthers capture the first point.
And that's easy to do. All the excitement and the adrenaline going. You hit one long.
But now, Centralia, they got to calm down. Get one over. Cedars finds the spot. Coming up, trying to go down for the kill. Was Feldman. She couldn't find the open spot. Going down, Isabel Haverkamp. She couldn't get it for the Panthers. And a kill off the left side of Ben Olander for the Redskins.
I think they have two left-handed hitters. This could be unique.
Now 1-1, serving once again. This is Olander. She gets it over. Welcome to Daniel Kramer and Hayden Kramer.
Haverkamp
was just outside
just
by
long,
mid.
Yeah, just right at the line, Judge.
Here to serve for Little River again is Olander. Haverkamp gets it across for the Panthers, trying to go down and get the kill.
Yeah, and this is something that, I mean, Cindy, the coach for Centralia, is going to have to make adjustment. They got their two of the hitters back-to-back are left-handers, and their strong side is the opposite of what a right-handed hitter is. So they're hitting from the opposite side.
It was a kill from Fedman. It is now 3-1. Some unfortunate errors made up the net by Centralia. And after getting the first point of the game, Little River has scored four straight. Centralia, their only point comes off a service error that begun the game for the Redskins. And now here, Olander gets it across. Dieters, Tatum Kramer setting up in the middle. And that's going to be a block down.
They triple blocked the middle, so they did. That's again, I don't know if it's a strategy they're just doing here for Centralia or something they do all the time.
Selene Rilla had the block. He's got over 70 blocks on the year. 5-1. Little River takes an early lead. Sam Kramer setting up left side here. Haverkamp, and Haverkamp again goes out of bounds. The Panthers are down quickly, 6-1.
Might want to calm Centralia down here just a little bit. Get her composure and break this run that Little River's on.
Olander, still to serve. Sam Kramer, back set. Isabel Haverkamp, trying to put it down. Couldn't get it in the back row. Opportunity in the front, and that's going to be a kill shot.
Yes. The coach looking for a timeout. Yes, he is.
Effery, Avery Leffery for the Redskins. And now it's 7-1, an early start for Little River over Centralia in set number one. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, Little River up 7-1. Centralia taking an early timeout. The first time I've actually seen them in this state tournament call a timeout this early in a game, and they need it. Great save by Becker. Keep things going. Isabel Haverkamp pushes across with the right hand. Stuff in the middle of the row, trying to go down with it. Really not able to get it down. But here, a handling issue from Centralia Panthers. They're down now.
Well, this is impressive with Little River. You look at what they lost the first three games of the season, so they did, and found out, I mean, something, and they just turned it on.
Except for Haverkamp. Haverkamp
there you go.
With a kill. Now, the Panthers put themselves their second point on the board, but officially.
And she's kind of been your centerpiece for Centralia. When you had something that you needed to go to, you went to Haverkamp.
Now here, number 20, Keelan Rempe gets the serve over. The opportunity on the right side of net, and that's going to be a kill put down by Erica Feldman. It is 9-2. Feldman, two kills early here in set number one for Little River. It's 9-2, lead up by 7 for the Redskins. Pushed across the net, the serve over by Strecker, and an ill return will cause a point for, again, Little River. Panthers down 10-2, trailing by 8 in the state title game in set number one. Rempe, Haverkamp, triple block honor up at the net. They're punching it across, set up, back set, going down with it nearly, but
yeah,
a great
first.
Save. I think they're going to get Panthers on a lift.
I'll tell you, that left-handed hitter for Little River, she's a real deal. That number 4?
She has been successful. That's Erica Feldman.
Yeah, Erica Feldman, junior 6-footer.
Set right to left, going to Tatum Kramer. It's out of bounds, 11-3, the stop for Little River.
They're going to call timeout again here.
and Sora will actually be 12-2. We're going to switch a point. It's 12-2, up by 10, and since Troy is going to use another timeout, we'll be back in 30 seconds here on 19.1.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Little River up 12-2 right now against Centralia, set number one of the state title game. Little River trying to three-peat with three straight state titles. Dieters, Rempe setting up Kramer. Kramer, and almost a kill, but a great save by the libero. And a great putaway, number four, Rico Feldman.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a little bit different when you're seeing left-handed hitters. Their best hit, two best hitters for Little River, what we've seen so far, are left-handed kids. So they're hitting from the opposite side of what we normally see.
Strucker serves it here. Now Haverkamp, she tries to put a kill down, and she'll get it. And now Centralia just picking up their third point on the set.
And that might be what Haverkamp has to do because they're triple blocking her in the middle. She might have to try to mix it up a little bit and get it over the triple block.
Haverkamp, that is just her second kill of the set. The only one with kills so far. And now going down on the line with it. Again, Feldman.
I said, Centralia is going to have to make some adjustments to get their hands on that left-handed spiker on the front row and double block her because they're a little bit late getting to her.
Tell you what, Little River, they had the most impressive win out of anyone today in pool play. They beat Clemson Clyde in the first set they played against them, 25-4. They really just put a rock into them. Rompe now setting up Kramer and, excuse me, Becker, and Becker's got the kill.
Yeah, she's been pretty consistent all weekend, too, for the Becker kid. Get her involved here.
Becker, she has six kills, at least, against Clemson Clyde. Claire Heinen now back to service, 14-4. She gets it over the net, pops up into the air now, trying to put it down, and...
We're seeing them spread the wealth a little bit there. Little River, that Rayleigh kid, 5'10 sophomore.
I get the point to Little River, off the kill. Credit to Leah. She's got the serve, get it over the net. Gets it just barely over. Rempe. A free ball gets sent over by Tatum Kramer. Step opportunity right side of the net, going down with it, but into the
net. Good block.
Great block from Centralia. Now only down 15-5. But still, they're going to have to make a big comeback here, but it's just
that. Yeah, they've used both their timeouts, right? Centralia has, so they don't have anything left. They're going to have to do it on themselves.
Tatum Kramer hitting it over. Back in the back right with the serve. Step on the right side here, and that's going to be a service error, or serving or set error. Now, 15-6. Back-to-back points for the first time today against Little River for the Panthers. Tatum Kramer goes back row, gets picked up barely. Nice dig. And now, Isabel Haverkamp trying to put down the kill, could not get it to follow through. Dieters picks one up. Now it's set on the left side here for
a good layout.
Again, Becker, she couldn't get it down. Dieter, she tried to lay out and grab it, could not. Havana Olander gets the killer second of the set.
Now, those left-handers, they've got a different angle on their hitting, and I mean, they're going to have to just adjust their block coverage just a little bit to shift it over just a little bit. They're having to reach out to try to recover, and they're just not getting there.
Back up by 10, 16-6, Little River. Back to serve, number five, Kate Hendrickson. First time calling her name tonight. Set up in the middle, Haverkamp. Instead, she puts a little bit of finesse. That was Gibbs.
Yeah, we've seen that again. The other kid up there in the front row did that earlier. I mean, that's one way to attack that double or triple block.
Put it over him. I mean, if there's three people right there, there's going to be some open room behind.
Yep. There's an open area there.
That's just the adjustment that you're going to have to make. Kinsey Nehus to serve here for the Panthers. Near ace coming up, trying to attack on the line. Speed taken off the ball with the deflection. Goes to the front row. Kramer almost put down a two-hand push kill. Trying to spawn back row right. And here a point for the Redskins.
Yeah, good job for Little River. They've kind of changed it up a little bit there a little bit. They got their setter out. They had the first hit, so she did. Another kid came up and set it to the outside, and an extra person knocked it down.
If you look here, getting the serve over. Nice dig by Dieters. Now Kramer, kill shot.
Yep.
Kramer, that's just her third kill of Saturday. And she has two kills against the Eagles. Here she's got her first against Little River. 17-8. Now only down by 9, but having to go on a run. Dieters nearly putting one down on the back row before it gets picked up. Trying to put one down, but out of bounds is Rice.
Yeah, now, I mean, Trey's making a run here.
And now they're getting back-to-back points. All they got to do is continue the momentum. Quick to get the serve going. A set, and
wow, that hit off the face.
Wrong kill.
Yeah, that hit off the face of the Hazen Haverkamp kid there in the front row. Is she all right? Yeah, I think so. But yeah, that was a great put down by the lefty on the front row for Little River.
Feldman. She just got her fifth kill with that shot. 18-9. Little River's up in set number one. Serves across. Tatum Kramer setting up Haverkamp. Haverkamp walks right back toward her. Tatum Kramer back set for Isabel Haverkamp. Couldn't get it put down. Now down the line to the middle. Right now with it, Centralia. Haverkamp trying to push it across. Nice digging save by Dieters. Pushed across by Haverkamp. Back set. One nice time by Feldman, and she is off the net. That's going to be a point for the Panthers. That is a long rally that really needed to be won by the Panthers.
They're still within striking distance. It's going to take some work.
18-10. They're only down by 8 now. Rempe has the serve over. Back set for Wright. Deflection from the line. Rempe, she's going to set this one up for Haverkamp. Haverkamp's going to go right. She couldn't get it to go down. Now Feldman. Feldman couldn't put it up. And now a little fake by Rempe. Took the set, and here Feldman puts away with the kill.
She's tough. Yeah, she's six foot junior. She's tough. Lefty.
19-10. Little River still in the lead here in set number one. Adeline Strecker, the libero, now back to serve for Little River. Just gets it over the net. Dieters in the back row to pick it up. Rempe setting up left side. Kramer. Kramer tries to put it down. Could not follow through. And now a great put away from number 10, Glenn Relay of the Redskins. That's her second kill of the game. 20-19, Little River leads over the Panthers. Multiple players with two or more kills here for Little River. Centralia known to having four players in each set with two or more kills. But right now,
they're
struggling a little bit. But Hayden Kramer, she just picked up her second kill. Now 20-11, only down by 9. Going back to the serve, Hayden Kramer.
Yeah, you got to love those triple sophomores. They're good for Centralia.
Hayden Kramer, successful season, over 200 kills for her. The Flipple Mountain, the state run. Nice dig and save by Dieters. Now over here, Becker. Becker trying to attack the back row. Nice pickup by Strecker on the Redskins. And now putting one down, Feldman once again.
Now Dieters is just all over the place on the floor. You talk about a kid that can keep things alive. She anticipates things real well, has great lateral movement. She's quick. She keeps games going.
21-11 up now by 10. Little River, Feldman here to get it across on the serve, set by Rempe, up to the left side, trying to go down with it. It's a point, and a kill given to Becker. It is now 21-12. Centralia has made a plenty amount of comebacks late in the set in this tournament run. They're going to have to try to go for one here.
Well, that's one.
And that's going to be a point for the Panthers, just a bad handling error from the Redskins.
Yeah, it just started with a bad pass. To give credit to Centralia's server, she put it on the money.
Three for Centralia.
Yeah, another one. Back to back.
Another great serve that makes it hard to return. Free ball sent over, but it's a great one. It made it hard for Troy to get back over because they now have to send it on a free ball as Kramer. Set up here to play on the line. Great block from the front row. Credit to Becker. 21-14, now within a touchdown. It is the Panthers. Becker, two kills and a block in this set. Heinen just gets it over. Set close, trying to put it down. Goes right back towards the Redskins, but they're able to get it over. Becker attacking the back. Sliding grab by Schubert. Mm. And here, putting it down, is number 10, Malia.
Yeah, a great decision by number 10, Little River. The double block was right there for the block, and she just went up and just tipped it over instead of whacking it right through the block.
Back to serve once more, Orlea. And that one's into the net. That's a service error, 22-15.
We'll give it a little bit of life to Centralia and see if Centralia can take advantage of it. They're not going on a heck of a run here, but they're definitely capable.
Centralia's once down 13-2 in this set. Now only down by 7, 22-15. Set up, right side, and straight down! What a kill!
I'll tell you that. Yeah. I like both those lefties from Little River. They are legit. There are some very good, high-level 1A volleyball players. And they got height. They're long, 5'11", 6'.
8-point lead for Little River, 23-15 in set number one. 1 point away from set point. Kramer pushing across, back row, and a kill. Nice little trickery there, finishing the set.
Yep.
That's Kramer's second kill of the day. That's her first kill here against Little River. Going back to serve, Kinsey Muse, the senior. 23-16, back down by a touchdown score. Across the net now, low dig, opportunity, and nice dig for the save from Kramer. Jeter sends it across, right-hand attack. Free ball gets punched across here by Olander for the Redskins, and now putting
good
it away
hand.
And save again. Yes, that's their first kill against Little River. It's 23-17 now in set number one, now within six. This is the closest that Centralia has gotten in since the beginning of the game.
Oh!
Unfortunately, it's going to be a service error against the Panthers, and that's going to make it set point, 24-17 in set number one, Little River, with a 7-point lead. Back to serve. Evie looks. Going Little River. Over the net now. Dieters. Hit him, Kramer. Left side.
Good
to
hit
him, Kramer. And just inside, 24-18. Going down by six once more. Dieters over the net. Back row. Low kick. Picked up. Sent across. Angle shot. Kramer picks it up. Now Haverkamp, Isabel Haverkamp, sends it on an angle shot. Deflection at the line. Mm. And unfortunately, Becker just did not have the right angle to take on the dig, and Little River wins set number one, 25-18 over Centralia. We'll be back in 2 minutes for set number two, a must win for Centralia here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Brinkus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rinkuscattle.com. Brinkus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's set number two, pushed over by Isabel Haverkamp. And now it's Redskins who get it across, set up for Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer going against the block. He's got a kill. They drop the first point. And Centralia, despite starting down again, 13-2 in set number one, they had the last 16 of 28 points scored. They were dominant in the second half of it. Here, put away on this little rally. Fieldman with another kill.
No, I'm sure that's what they talked about in between these two games, is how they were going to defend and how they were going to attack these hitters and blockers for Little River.
Fieldman with over 400 kills on the season. She's got eight here against the Panthers. Set up. Right side. Fieldman, two-hand push just to get it across. Dieters. Haverkamp. Excuse me. Kramer, and she goes out of bounds. It's now 2-1 to start for Little River. It's the same thing as set number one right now. Before they started 1-0, and then they back-to-back points to Little River. Back set here, Gibbs, and that's a point for the Redskins. 3-1 after the handling error. Going back to serve, Adana Olander. She's had a stellar season with over 350 kills. Big set to get it around was Tatum Kramer. Dieters picks up one from Seldom. He's able to handle the heat. Kramer releasing back, firing one across. Now trying to respond quickly. His release, not able to get it through. Gibbs going down the middle. Nice slide and pick up by Strecker. Trying to strike down low Feldman, but she misses the mark. It's now 3-2. Panthers win by one.
Looks like Cliff and Clyde won the first game down there at the other side from the third place game.
Cliff and Clyde looking to place in third place. And here, Feldman with another kill.
That thing, when you're 6 foot tall and that long and got a decent vertical, she just went up and, okay, I'm gonna push it down in the back in this corner. I see this area open. Man, that makes it tough.
It's effortless. 4-2, down by two, the Panthers. Kramer setting up Gibbs in the middle, rolls right back down onto the Redskins side, firing, putting it across, and on the dig, it gets sent over by Becker. And now Feldman goes right down the line with it. She's got a kill. 5-2 now. A little bit of relief.
Yeah, something they haven't quite figured out yet is how to defend her at the net.
Feldman, she had 7 kills in set one. She's got 3 kills in set two. Here, she's already got 10 kills against the Panthers altogether. Back to serve, Adeline Strecker, the libero, wearing the red top. Both teams pretty much in the all black, except for the libero. Set up, right side, put left, Kramer, deflected, Dieters has a nice save. And now Haverkamp, triple block, puts it back to the Centralia side. A block here, Hayden Kramer, one more hit to get it across. They get it. Centralia, back set, and a block.
That was a great rally. I mean, whoever won that point was still an extremely great rally. Man, Ellen Dieters is just everywhere. She can play that back row. She anticipates things so well.
It was Lafferty who was credited to the point for Little River. She got her first block for a point. 6-2. And it looks like on the net, they're going to call also the same player who just got the block.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the difference at this point right now, it's who's playing better at the net. And right now, it's been Little River. We'll see what adjustments here. The coach from Centralia has been talking to that front row set up there. What adjustments they're going to make?
6-3. Set up opportunity for Feldman. Picked up and dug. Two players are down right now for Centralia.
Yeah, they were trying to go over to block that left-hander on the opposite side where they normally go, and they kind of got tripped up a little bit, so they kind of rolled over each other.
7-3 in set number two. Feldman here to serve for Little River. Getting a couple of bounces, now firing it. Left-hand hitter again, you mentioned it. Rempe, now Haverkamp, deflected right back. The patience of that front unit is incredible.
They double
block. Black block.
Look at that, three in a row.
Block.
Wow, that's impressive by Little River. Three straight blocks in a row from different positions. And again, Centralia's trying to mix it up in different locations. They're just executing that well, so well.
Feldman, back to serve. Hits it just across, dips quick in front of Dieters. Back set, Kramer, deflected out the front unit. Feldman, she pushes it in the back left row, couldn't get to go down. Dieters is on the floor after the slide, and Kramer sends this one into the net. It's down 9-3.
They're going to call timeout here.
Timeout taken by Centralia. They're down 9-3 in the must-win set number two. Stay tuned and locked in on 92.1. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into KMDA for the state title of Class 1A Division 1, Little River. Right now it took set one and an astonishing win, 25-18. Right now they lead set number two, 9-3, 6-point lead over Centralia. Feldman gets it across here. Set. Rempe to Haverkamp, going to the back row. Nice pick up from Strecker, and putting it down with a strike as Riley.
5'10", sophomore. And again, both sides are executing things extremely well. They're just being a lot more aggressive, Little River is, and Troy's just kind of on their heels.
Rempe, free ball has to be sent over to get it across. Set up for the middle.
Good block.
And it's a great block from Haverkamp. It's going to be a point for the Panthers.
Maybe that can get them going. I said all they have to do is get that momentum going. Volleyball's one of those things, a lot of positive things can happen, and you get the momentum back to your side.
Down by 6 still, 10-4 in set number 2, a must-win for Centralia. And
there you go, back-to-back.
Back-to-back points for Centralia, an opportunity to try to come back here. Again, this is must-win, set two. Maiden Kramer, back here to serve. Just fires it, dips real down close. Well, at the net, a great slide.
Ooh.
I'm surprised.
Oh, good hit. I was quite, yeah.
I'm really surprised because Adeline Strecker, so it's a point for Centralia regardless, but Strecker was completely under the net. She slid onto the other side of the court, and they did not call it. That was really
But kudos to Haverkamp to continue playing. Go ahead and knock the ball down. Get the kill.
All right, we'll be back in 30 seconds here after the timeout takes from Little River.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Set up to Becker, attacking the back row, picked up by Strecker, now trying to get it through, and it was a kill again by number 10, Riley, and oh my gosh.
And again, on account of changed strategies Little River has, the first game, they went back set to the left-handers on the weak side. Now they're going to the strong side for the right-handed hitters.
Rempe, back set, Haverkamp, and she goes completely away off to the right.
I kind of missed it on her part.
Now 12-6. Trying to go down the line again. It is really hard attacking the front three of Little River. They're doing a great job of really securing any spot that you want to hit to. But a service error will prove as a crucial break for Centralia. Now they're only down by 5, 12-7. Back to serve now, Claire Heinen. She had two aces against Clifton Clyde. See what she can do here.
Yeah, it'd be good if she could rattle off a couple.
Set off to the right, and that's a kill down for Olander.
Well, you know how hard that is. That's her opposite hand. She's a lefty hitting from the right hand in strong position on a normal set. And, man, she's able to get up, twist her hips around, her body around, and put it down line.
Kate Hendrickson back to serve now for Little River, up 13-7. Set for Rempe, going up
nice
with
hit.
It. It's great. Off to the left, inside for Melena Becker. Now 13-8. Becker, she's got three kills here against Little River.
They've got to close that gap before it gets too late. I mean, what they need to do, they need to get down to two or three before they get to 20.
Here to serve, Tatum Kramer for the Panthers. Down by 5. Gets it across, set up is Feldman, who went to Olander, and she secures the kill.
I mean, and again, the double block was there for Centralia, but they're used to the right-handed hitter going down liner to the center, and the left-hander just went right around them.
Evie look now, back to serve it across, gets it through. Becker, Kramer, now setting up Gibbs, deflected right back to the Centralia Panthers. Stuff in the middle for Feldman, and what was the... Not really a great reception, but received from Tatum Kramer. It would have been an incredible play if Peters was able to react fast enough.
And they're changing up the timing now. They did a couple quick sets that they did to the middle. Again, makes it tough to block.
Here, Dig, that's going to be an ace.
Yeah, Coach, we can't let them get too far away. How many timeouts is Centralia use? One? They got one in their pocket yet?
They have one left in their pocket for this set. Right now it's 16-8. Evie looks. Just had the serve. She just got created with the ace for Little River. Pushing across. Dieters, right side. Set up to the left. Becker. Becker blocked.
That is dead one.
From the top.
I mean, the difference of the game right now, it's the net play. I mean, it is. I mean, Little River is like a, I don't know what you call it, a steel wall. You can't get through it.
Jill Roll, fortified by
there
concrete,
you go.
But right there, it broke through by a bulldozer coming in. That is number 11, Tim Kramer.
I kind of dinked it real quick before the blockers could get up to block it. Made a quick dink and got a point, turned the tide over.
17-9 over the net. Now, just a little light push here from Wright, Lucy Wright, and we've called her for a little bit here in the action, and unfortunately, Centralia goes into the net with Isabel Haverkamp.
Yeah, I think the coach is going to call it. No, it's going to go sub.
Going to call in a sub here. It's going to be a substitute for Isabel Haverkamp. Coming in for her now, for the first time in this game.
15.
That is
Rocksterman.
Rocksterman. Only saw her once yesterday, but she did have a kill. Blocked right back to the Panthers. Kramer attacking an open part of the court.
And
this
again,
time goes over the blocker.
Correct. I mean, great decision on her part. She kind of took something off of it. Just kind of up and over the block and went right down the middle, right in the middle of the court, right behind the block.
Little River still up 18-10 here. Dieters looking for the serve to get it over. She popped it up. Feldman, Dieters handles the heat. Kramer deflected right back to the Panthers set up for Feldman. Feldman tries to go down the line with it. Is a great dig from Kramer on the back row. Haverkamp sends it over. Now putting it away on the kill for the Redskins. Riley once again.
Yeah, those front row of Little River. They if they don't have a nickname, they should have a nickname because they're the difference makers.
You should just really just call them the River. Because they bring the flood up there. And
nice hit. I think it's in.
from Cozy Havercamp getting the kill.
Yeah, it's a tough uphill climb. We're down 8, with Little River having 19. Man, that's a stretch, but I'm not saying it's not possible.
Havercamp, she's got 4 kills in this game. Dieters, nice save. Dieters, two-hand push to get it across. Libero responds to Streck on the other side. And in that goes Feldman. Again, it's a long stretch, but back-to-back points here for Centralia. They're only down 19-12.
Yeah, good block there by the Kramer sophomore kid.
Back here to serve, Keelan Rempe. Pops this one over. Back, dug up nicely. Back set here, and that's going to go down as a kill for Feldman.
Yeah, I know when they're 50-50 balls, when the ball's at the net, the majority of the time, Little River's putting it on Centralia's side when they got 50-50 balls.
Little River, 5 points away from 3 straight consecutive state titles and a service error. 20-13. The Panthers must win this set. They're down by 7.
Got to outscore them 12-5 here.
Have to. Over the net. Set up. Trying to get put down. Zeters picks it up for the Panthers. And
good.
A nice corner shot. Credit there, Havercamp.
She's went there a couple times. Made that line judge really have to flinch a little bit. Both times she's went there. But excellent hit.
And Troy within now 6. 20-14. Havercamp spins, fires over the net. It drops. Doesn't go in for a point. Near deflection. Blocked right back towards the Redskins. Setting up towards the middle, almost good.
Great read,
and play from Zeters to keep it going here in this long rally. Pushed across, now it's the Panthers with it. Left side here, Becker into the net. Unfortunately, it's 21.
Again, Zeters is everywhere. She's playing the back row coverage, and she'll end up half the time up in the front row in front of the spike line, digging balls. I mean, she's everywhere.
Timeout taken by Centralia. We'll take a timeout as well. It's 21-14, set number 2.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here, Kansaland Radio, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed into 92.1 KMZA Little River, 4 points away from winning 3 consecutive state titles here. Class 1A, Division 1. Going up, trying to spike this down. Havercamp, that one's going way down to the back row. Coming up with it, trying to push this off. Lafferty.
Good spot. That is a good spot.
And now coming up to the Centralia timeout, 22-14, and now only 3 points away for Little River, winning 3 straight state titles.
Well, it's so unique, too. When Ford gets to the back row, she's a 6-foot kid. She becomes their setter, a 6-foot setter. And she could get to a lot of balls that a lot of kids can.
Rempe, Becker, sends it over up at the top of the net. Set up here and put away from Olander. This one.
They're just talented. I mean, give them credit. Little River is a very talented team because Troy's doing everything they possibly can.
23-14, set number 2, 2 points away from the 3 straight titles. Push across from Kramer, and out of bounds. So they're going to say it was tipped. Now it's
like
match point.
Yep.
Match point, 24-14, up by 10 in the second.
You're seeing an extremely good 1A team.
They lost all their seniors last year, a great group, and now they come back in just 1
triple
year.
Triple box winner.
And now they win 3 straight state championship. Centralia Panthers drop set number 1, losing 25-20.
I'll tell you, keep this picture in mind because this same scenario might play out next year. With as many players both these teams have coming back next year, you might see both Centralia and Little River in the state title game next year.
Again, Centralia, they dropped set number one, 25-18, and set number two as well, 25-14. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes to recap this one for Centralia as they also finished up runner-up alongside Valley Heights, who finished runner-up in the Class 2A. But Centralia finishing runner-up in a great stand, trying to get there. Also, quick update on the right side of the court. Clifton Clyde is up 19-17 in Split Hill. Clifton Clyde looks like they can come out as third in third place. Last year they placed fourth because of Centralia. But going up a number here, Centralia now plays second. Next year, now you got to look for first. But we'll be back. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZA.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Brinkus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rinkuscattle.com. Brinkus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton. Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages with same-day appointments and seven convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from JBN Telephone Company. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-866-2310 today or visit jbntelco.com for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Little River again, they win three straight state titles now. Again, they have had a successful program history. But Centralia, they have also had a very successful program history, winning 15 total. They tried to chase the 16th today, but they faced a very, very good, talented Little River team. I mean, Felpin, she had 10 total kills. Riley, she had 6 kills and 2 blocks. Havana Lander, she had 4 kills. And then for some size of the Panthers, Kramer finished with 7 kills entirely through the state run this Saturday afternoon, as well as Lena Becker. She had 9 total this afternoon. Sam Kramer, she had 5 total. And really, there's a lot of good contribution from the entire team. But again, they faced a really hard Little River team.
and there should be nothing to hang their head on, because now they get second place, state runner up. It's a state higher than last year.
I'll tell you, I mean, give Little River credit. They had a steel wall. Their front line out there at the net, they couldn't, Detroit couldn't get through. I mean, they were attacking, and just couldn't get through it. And that was the kind of the difference between the two. And not to take away from Centralia's triple threat and the three sophomores, because they're just as talented, and they're going to be even better next year with all that group coming back. But, yeah, I mean, we're sitting here, this could be game point for Clifton Clyde. But look at the TVL. You got Hanover the one, Division two. First place, you had Valley Heights get second in 2A. And now you're looking at Division one of 1A. You know Centralia's got second. And Clifton Clyde's on the verge, possibly, of getting a third place.
Getting
so
third place.
Great success from that TVL just consistently year after year.
Yeah, again, Clifton Clyde right now, they're currently up 24-22, match 1-0. Just seeing if we can...
That could have been the game winner.
Maybe get it right here on the broadcast, not sure. But again, the Panthers, they've had a great season. Unfortunately, the road does come to an end for
a couple
of their seniors.
Yeah, a couple of their seniors. Seniors, you probably want to talk about them.
Isabel Haverkamp, Kinsey Niehus, Broxerman, great seniors. Tatum Kramer, these are seniors that have been a part of this program, and they've been great. Oh, and I forgot Owen Dieters.
Yeah.
That's the big one right there. She'll be great during the basketball season. We'll see her, but she is a commit to Benedictine, and that's where she goes. But from what I've heard, she could play volleyball.
Oh, she could. I mean, if you watched her this weekend, this is the first time I've seen her play volleyball. I mean, she's legit of a college level libero at a high level, D1, D2. I mean, she could probably play at those levels. She has a great head on her shoulders. She's very quick. She anticipates things very well. But from my understanding, her love is basketball, and that's what she wants to play at the next level.
Indeed. And again, she's just been an outstanding player on the year, and I credit the rest of them. But upcoming for the Centralia team, they are going to have a great upcoming sophomore class. I mean, Kramer, Haverkamp, Gibbs, as well as Elena Becker, all very young kids, all sophomores, and they are all great hitters. They have all had double-digit hitting stats with kills and nearly blocks here in this state, in this state run, as I should say. Also, we're just trying to see again. Clifton Clyde is winning.
They can't quite knock it down. They're trying.
It's a long ride. They are battling for like two whole minutes right now in this rally. I'm just trying to see if Clifton.
Oh, they're going to give them a lift. No. They're going to get net. That's going to be the game.
There you go. They're going to be in the net.
In the net is what they're going to call it.
Clifton Clyde just secured a third place on the right side. So Clifton Clyde in the TVL is third in 1A Division 1. Centralia is second in that classification and division.
And what was cool here, the Centralia fans right in front of us, they were clapping for Clifton Clyde's success. I mean, that's what you really love, is when you see teams from your same league having success, it's supporting them because they represent you. They're a continuation, an extension of your team also. So, excellent job, TVL. It was fun watching you down here at Dodge City. And this complex, I can't preach enough about it. I know Dodge City is kind of down here in the southwest corner of the state, and it's kind of away from a lot of the hoopla in eastern Kansas and in south central Kansas. But this facility, you can't beat it. You really can't. I mean, it's comfortable. It's very welcoming. And it's a great environment.
Let me tell you, we've had an absolutely great last 2 days here, and really it only continues. So, again, thank you for the last 2 days tuning into this one. Again, this last time here on KMZA 92.1. We're getting really quiet because now they're doing the ceremonies for this one. But, again, thank you for tuning in one final time, 92.1. KMZA Centralia, they finish second, and Clifton Clyde, they finish third here in the classification of 1A, Division 1.